Hare Krishna. We have just completed our Ekadasi Vrata and are sitting here at the banks of Mother Ganga to read from this wonderful work from the 16th century called Ganga Lahari, The Mighty Waves of Mother Ganga. Lahari strong waves, mighty waves that will hopefully overflood us. Now we will hear a verse which describes the qualities of Mother Ganga. I will again read it in the Sanskrit. Udanchan matanda sputa kapata heram bhajanani kataksha vyakshepa shanajanita sankshobanivaha pavantu tvanganto harashirasi ganga tanubuvas Taranga protonga durita bhaya bangaya bhavatim. The waves born of the body of Mother Ganga are very high. Look at the waves. These are very high and they are swirling on the head of Lord Shiva. When Parvati, the mother of Ganesh, casts a sidelong glance onto Ganga Devi, a glance half manifest, half hidden, like the rising sun, she causes a moment of fear upon her waves. O Ganga, may your waves be instrumental in destroying our sins and our fears. So, Mother Parvati is jealous or envious on Mother Ganga because her husband, Lord Shiva, has accepted Ganga as his permanent companion. Everywhere where you see Lord Shiva, Ganga is there, but not always Parvati is there. Therefore, Parvati being jealous and envious casts red hot fury glances of fury, half manifest, half hidden. You know, when a woman is jealous, it is only half manifest, but half hidden. It's like the sun which is just rising. And Mother Ganga is at the moment afraid. Parvati is looking with this red eyes, with this hidden glance on me. But there is a little story that once that Ganga has nothing to fear. Once Parvati came to Lord Shiva and said, "You are always with her. You are much more time spending with Ganga than with me. You please spend equal amount of time with me." Lord Shiva very determinedly said, "No, I am purified. In fact, I receive my quality of being Shivatva, my auspiciousness, which I have only from the touch of Mother Ganga." Then he praises Mother Ganga as having three particular qualities. One is, she emanates directly from the lotus feet of Krishna. Which river can claim that? Divine origin, directly from the feet of Lord Krishna, not Lord Vamandev. We are sitting here before the feet of the Lord and can see. The second is, she always swirls around in the matted hair, the jata, on Shiva's head. And the third is, she has the supreme power to grant liberation to anyone who has even a little contact with her. We understood today when in Varanasi people are only half burnt on the cremation fire because their relatives have no money to buy enough wood. Then those who burn the bodies, the dom caste, the dom people, carry the pieces of flesh and throw it in the Ganga. And Mother Ganga, being so merciful, she cannot restrain herself but gives her full protection even to those people whose half bodies and half limbs are now floating in her. So these three qualities, coming from Vishnu, being always on the head of Shiva, and being extremely inclined to show mercy, make Ganga supreme. Therefore, Mother Ganga is protected by Lord Shiva. She doesn't have to be afraid, even when Parvati is becoming Martandavat, has eyes like the rising sun. That means they are very red and very angry. Krishna. The poet ends his poem. He says, "O Ganga, may your waves be instrumental in destroying our sins and fears. I request all of the devotees here and who listen to the audio recording, please fold your hands and repeat. O Ganga,
O Ganga,
May your waves be instrumental in destroying our sins and fears. Be instrumental in destroying our sins and fears. Mother Ganga ki jai." Now, saying something out of the moment of sitting here with the Vaishnavas. Today was my first day where I really absorbed myself fully in chanting in preparation to the time which comes in the month of Kartik. And during this time, I made a stunning realization. It was during after the Pasaram when it was still very hot. And I noticed that in my chanting I was distracted, absent-minded, dry. I could not find much taste and I felt overwhelming influence of tamas. That means very tired. I remembered that a prayer where it says, "On my own I just can't chant the holy name." And I remembered that when a devotee notices that he is helpless, he needs to fervently pray to Lord Krishna and to, now I'm with Mother, before Mother Ganga, to Mother Ganga, "Please help me. On my own I'm a very, very fallen soul, very unable. I cannot engage in bhakti in Krishna. I have no bhakti." And then something wonderful happened. I was looking at the high waves of Mother Ganga and she's swirling around, and all of a sudden I felt that tension, that anxiety, that fear that I cannot perform a devotional service with taste, with full absorption, go away. And I was very inspired in my chanting, very wonderful. So that is because actually Lord Chaitanya said it, and I always like to repeat it, "By your mercy, Mother Ganga, the living entities acquire a taste for chanting Lord Krishna's holy name. I could really experience this today. It is not just some words. You just need to put your Shraddha a little bit, your faith in Mother Ganga and in the Lord himself and Lord Chaitanya. Then it is very easily possible. Mother Ganga ki jai.